This is really... Police in Belarus arrested 500 protesters over the weekend as demonstrations against President Alexander Lukashenko continued. Lukashenko, who's been in power for 26 years, claimed his 6-3 election in the August 9th election, but many in the country view the outcome as illegitimate. He claimed 80% of the vote. The country's interior ministry said 150 people were arrested on Saturday and another 350 on Sunday. There were protests in 22 cities, according to the Associated Press. Both the United States and the European Union have said the election was not free nor fair, and many European countries have refused to recognize Lukashenko after his surprise inauguration last week. Authorities recently began an investigation into members of the Coordination Council, which was created by the opposition and supports a peaceful transition of power. Alleged charges by members of the group include undermining of national security. On Monday, Svetlana Alexievich, who won the 2015 Nobel Prize in Literature, left for Germany. Another council member, Maxim Zanuck, was jailed earlier this month and has been on a hunger strike since September 18th. Former Mali Foreign Minister Mokhtar Wan has been named the West African nation's prime minister as it struggles to return to normalcy following last month's overthrow of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta. Wan was named to the post Sunday by transitional president Ba Ndaw, who was installed by the ruling junta on Friday. Wan served as foreign minister from 2004 to 2011 and also represented Mali as its envoy to the United Nations. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.